Bible 855-90-BIBLE.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today, we've got a very special guest in here with us. We have Kenny Stroud, and we're going to be talking about, Cowboy Trade Day. What is Cowboy Trade Day?
Well, Cowboy Trade Days is coming up on Saturday, October the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
We sell everything cowboy.
Well, there you go. That covers a lot.
You need a new pair of chaps.
Yeah.
We got a custom leather maker coming that does chaps,
mm-hmm,
and working cowboy chaps, rodeo chaps. I got another guy that's a bit and spur maker. If you want a pair of custom spurs, he can do that.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool little deal coming up.
No kidding. I mean, you know, when you think about it, with the spurs and things like that, you think, oh, well, it's just generic. You just pull them off the shelf. No, people are pretty particular about every piece of equipment they got. And there's some real artistry that goes into that.
Oh, yeah. A custom set of spurs sometimes now, the old ones, bring $3,000 and $4,000. They collect them like oh, gosh, cars and everything else.
Wow, just
you'd be amazed. Bits also.
I'll be darned. Now, we're going to have, like you said, all things cowboy.
Yes, sir. Everything cowboy. We even have an authentic chuck wagon coming.
You like
and
that.
It'll look like a cow camp. Billy is coming with it. He'll have cowboy coffee out there, and he's going to make a bunch of peach cobbler.
Oh, golly, yeah.
Wow. That'll be really good.
Oh, no kidding. I'll pick you up.
We'll also have a food truck.
Yeah.
We got a covered pavilion.
Uh-huh.
If you want to set up, you can give us a call at 918-691-0714. We still have plenty of spaces available.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to do this up in Dewey right there on 2200 North Osage in Dewey. And this is going to run on, Saturday the 16th?
16th, yes, yeah, sir, from yeah, 9 to 4.
So you got some time to plan.
Yes.
Clear your calendar and just make a day of it. Because
yeah, it's
going to
be
new.
We'll have, there'll be two or three little fire pits out back where you can sit around, drink coffee, tell cowboy stories. You know how that's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it's kind of turning into being. It's kind of an old cowboy reunion because most of the traders or the vendors coming are guys I used to rodeo with.
How do you
and
like
some
that?
Of them still work on big ranches all around here.
Uh-huh.
Billy does especially. And he cooks for these big roundups and stuff like that. He'll take his chuck wagon out there and cook. And it's a pretty cool deal. It's a look in the past how we used to do this.
Not all that long ago.
No, sir. I remember growing up as a little kid in South Texas. My grandpa used to cook on the... He was a cook on these cattle drives.
Yeah.
But he'd take his stuff out when we'd work in the pasture. We didn't come back to the house. No, he cooked out there while we was busy working.
I'll be darned.
He figured he'd get more work out of us, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you got a little feel for what it might have been like just in his time.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot... Not a simpler time, but people wasn't so overwhelmed with technology, you know.
Oh, bye, yeah.
But it's hard work. You work from daylight till dark, taking care of cattle. I mean, that's your means of income is the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
If they're sick, you better doctor them or they're going to die and you just lost some money.
Lots of money. Now, Kenny Stroud, where'd you guys get the idea to put together the Cowboy Trading Day?
A friend of mine called me. She's the lady that owns the ranch.
Uh-huh.
For y'all that don't understand, the ranch she's turned it into a venue we rented out.
Yeah.
The motel we cleaned out and remodeled it, mm-hmm. and it is now Efficiency Apartments.
Yes.
For single guys.
Yeah.
There's already a wait. It's full and already a waiting list.
Yeah.
We have a big barn so mm-hmm. that we use, also that we rent out
mm-hmm.
for things like, you know, you want to have a family gathering, like a family reunion. We have a motorcycle club that wants to rent the pavilion because we have these little fire pits around it.
Yeah.
You can sit around and tell lies like we're all noted to do here in Oklahoma. You know.
No, no, they're just extravagant tales.
No, no, no.
They're
no.
flat out lies.
You just, you know, we just can't. There's no reason. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, you know?
I love it. I love it. So this barn's really kind of multi-purpose. You can do a lot of things in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've only had the property a year
mm-hmm.
and have turned it completely around. We didn't even know the barn was there when she bought it after we bulldozed and cleared the trees.
Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, what
yeah.
we have here.
There's a house. We're fixing to start remodeling uh-huh. it, rebuild it.
Uh-huh.
During the 100-mile garage sale, a lady come up to me. We used it. We set up there also, and we rented out. She used to live in the house with her parents.
Oh, when she was younger? Oh, my gosh.
Back in the 50s.
Oh, my.
And she started telling us all about this, and we was just uh-huh. going, oh, my gosh, we had no idea.
So you got a history lesson courtesy of a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah. We found out the other day another man we was eating breakfast with, some of his relatives used to own it.
Oh,
and
my.
Run cattle up there, and he said, oh, yeah, we kept all the livestock in the barn.
Well, Kenny, I tell you what, it starts off with where are we doing this? And next thing you know, we've got a pretty interesting little history going on.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
It's just, you know, history fascinates me.
Yeah.
It's something they don't teach in school anymore. But, you know, you need to know where you come from. And there's a lot of neat things that happen around here.
Tons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people that have moved here now, just like Dewey used to have the Dewey Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the top four rodeos in the nation. It was as big as Cheyenne Frontier Days.
That big? Wow.
They used to charter trains all the way from Chicago to here. That town had grown to 40,000 people during this. The Miller Brothers put it on.
Oh, yeah.
The 101.
Yeah.
And everybody come because they paid in gold.
Ooh, wow.
I know my uncle went and rode there and trick rode and trick ride. And it's... It was quite a deal. I mean, if anybody's ever been to Cheyenne or see it on TV, it's like 10 days long. It's the Tulsa State Fair is nothing compared to what Cheyenne Frontier Days are.
Mayor Hayes, Kevin Treese, word up. Let's get her going again.
They need to. I mean, you got a history that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have a lot of cowboy history around here that people just don't realize.
Well, you've got the Tom Mix Museum right up there. He's one of the best cowboys, most famous cowboys ever. And he used to live in Dewey.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was really good. I have a picture of him and my uncle together out in California.
Ah, wow, cool.
But it's going to be a neat deal. You know, it's kind of, everybody gets to sit around and tell them, you know what, just to sit and listen to some of these gold guys tell these stories about things that happened to them or places they've been, you know, rodeoing or working on these different ranches they worked on. It's just fascinating. You can sit and listen to it for hours. It's just very entertaining.
So we got vendors, we got stories, we got good old
we got
good
everything.
Conversation. It's just a good time to hang out, park your troubles, leave your cell phone off, and just have some fun.
Yeah, it's really just a really cool deal. It's just very family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to have some roping dummies and ropes. You can let the kids try roping and stuff like that. I might even bring my trick ropes. I don't know.
You better. Now, come
on,
Kenny.
I'll try to.
All right, Kenny.
I'll teach some of these little kids how to do it. It's kind
of
fun.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
I can do them. I used to have to do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I'm so out of shape now, you know. I'll just be old fat guy out there telling you how it was.
Just remember, Kenny, round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
That's what I tell myself,
lower center.
By golly. There you go.
You know, that's... That's my protective covering for my rock hard abs.
There you go. And that's what I'm using. Thank you very much. It's a free one, right?
That's
okay,
right.
Good. So this is the Cowboy Trade Days, and it is coming up on the 16th. It'll be from, what, 9 to 4?
4, yes, sir.
Right out there at the old motel there at 2200 North
Osage.
Osage. Right there on Highway 75. You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
No.
And, of course, like you said, the vendors, we're going to have just a wide variety of things.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to take you right back to, you know, cowboy heaven, basically.
Yeah. Also, out there on every Friday, we have a farmer's market at the pavilion.
Oh, you do?
Come set up free there from 3 to 6 every Friday evening, and that's starting to take off.
Good.
So we're trying to make it a venue to help bring people into Dewey and, you know, whatever we can do to help people out.
You know something, that sounds like a win-win situation. Dewey's a very friendly community, and, you know, I always have fun when I'm up there.
Oh, it's a cool place.
Okay, I kind of get in trouble a little bit, but just honoring us, you know. But the folks there have a real natural sense of humor and a natural sense of fun. And if you put together a fun event like this in Dewey, it's going to be fun. It's got all the ingredients.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, it's just never a dull moment with us around. We're cheap entertainment, you know.
But it's going to be
guess
fun.
What? The best thing, it's free.
It's free. Yeah, and look at this
free. Load up all the cars. Bring all the kids.
Oh, yeah. And now, once again, you got food trucks, you got a chuck wagon, and you got vendors there, and the barn, you got to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
we'll have fun. Her open it up. It's cool. We won't be using the barn right now, but there'll be plenty. It's a work in progress, guys, and we're doing our best to clean it up, and it looks amazing now. Compared to what it was a year ago.
Now, Kenny, do you have anything on the Facebook that folks could find out?
Because there is a Facebook page, Cowboy Trade Days, I believe.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Don't worry, and I'll put it on the internet. And I'm going to do a little news story on this.
It's on Facebook because my wife, she updates it daily.
Oh, good, good.
If you go on the Cowboy Trade Days, you can look at some of the pictures of some of the stuff these guys make and sell.
Oh, good.
They're going to be on there. Every day, we got like 13 vendors right now and still got more. I know
that's a lot.
Before I left this morning, I looked on her phone there. We had 4 or 5 more messages from people.
Okay, that means this thing's
it's
growing.
It's taking off. It's taking off. It's already exceeded our expectation.
Well, this is going to be good, folks. You got to see it for yourself. It's the 16th. It's in Dewey. It's right off 75, 2200 North Osage there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's 9 to 4.
Yes, sir.
Right, 9 to 4. Hey, Kenny, I want to thank you, and come back any old time you got something going, okay?
You bet. Well, you'll hear from us later because we're working on doing more things. We're going to try to turn this into an annual event so it's an event so people come to it.
You know,
they'll look forward to once a year. Boom, we got to go up
to
Dewey.
Super. Stay right there. We've got a little bit more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. 1-8.